head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanser, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And come on in. Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show, the 266th episode of this long-running show featuring the most interesting people in the Ville. I go out each and every week to places where interesting people are, find them, and talk to them. That's what the show's all about. It's a lot of fun to do, and I've got some great guests lined up today and for some future weeks. August is not going to be that boring around the Rusty Satellite Show, I am here to tell you. In the second part of the show, we have our Bourbon City Guest of the Week, and there's two of them this week. It's Jackie Gulby, who many of you may remember was all about dogs and promoting adopting dogs, etc., back when she was with the, I believe she was with the Humane Society. And now she is at Udell Gardens, which is a beautiful site. It's out in Crestwood. I went out there to Crestwood. We were joking about how far it was with Jackie. But went out to Crestwood and saw for the first time for me what's going on at Udell Gardens. And right next door in Crestwood is a place called the Kentucky Artisan Distillery. And they're actually making bourbon out there, a lot of it for Jefferson's. And Liz Ratliff is the contact out there. And so I have a conversation coming up with both of those young ladies and really enjoyed being out there. Also out there, you may note, I was there during the day. They weren't open, but there's a the second Third Turn Brewery is located right there. So you could go out one time and see all three of those places. So we'll be talking about that later on in the show. Before I get to my first guest, I want to talk about my sponsors. I want to talk a little bit with you. You may think, I think about this sometimes, if somebody just listens to the show, what do they think of me? Because I'm always talking about how about some of these great things going on involving me. And it's really not about bragging about how great I'm doing or anything, but I just hope, because my two sponsors, two of my sponsors, Heiser Health and the Eye Care Institute, I have undergone, I've used their services, and I like to talk about it here on the air. And I do that not because I want you to be impressed, but because I want you to consider using these services. Like, I'll start with Heiser Health. In March, I started with Heiser Health. I got there, and Peggy Heiser gave me all the tests, and it came back. I had diabetes. I was way overweight. I weighed 229 pounds on her scale, and she gave me the cure, gave me the antidote, and it consisted of a program of three exercise classes a week and a radical change in my diet and some vitamins and other drugs like testosterone to make me more fit and healthy. So today, this weekend, last weekend, what I did for the first time since I was like 20 years old, I went out and bought a pair of jeans size 32 waist. I kid you not. It was I couldn't believe they fit, but they fit perfectly. I might get a little more. I'm down to 193 now, and it's all credit to Heiser Health, and I'm very happy about that. I wish you would get in touch with them if you're just not feeling as good as you want to, or if you just feel like you're a little overweight and can't figure out how to do it. I had to have somebody tell me what to do in order to do it, and now I'm living. It's a lifestyle now. Now about 2 weeks ago, I went to the Eye Care Institute and got LASIK surgery with Dr. John Meyer, and I can tell you, my vision seems to still be improving. as Dr. Meyer told me in his office, he promised it's a life-changing experience. I've about gotten out of the habit of reaching, getting up and heading for the bathroom to put my contacts in. I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to use reading glasses anymore, and it is wonderful. When I'm driving, I can read my phone and look at the road, and I can do all those things, and it's all because of the miracle of LASIK surgery. So I encourage you, if you have issues, as we get to a certain age and our eyes change, and it is a one-time surgery, and you're good to go. You're good to go. Dr. Meyer says this will shouldn't have to have any adjustments to my vision really the rest of my life. So I'm very excited about that. You can call them over at Eye Care Institute at 589-1500. That is the place to go. I really do hope that you will consider making that life-changing decision to have LASIK surgery, or if you have any other issues with your eyes, or just routine checkups, they do those there too. And call them up over at Heiser Health, and I would only hope that someone out there has an experience, a life-changing experience like I have with Heiser Health. And so that is why I'm always talking about those things, because I want you to, you know, learn about it, experience it, and if it's something that might fit with your life, certainly go talk to those folks. My other sponsors, of course, Passport Health Plan. I have a guest coming up in 2 weeks, Richard Sullivan. He's an artist down in Portland. I did an interview with him for this Passport project that I'm working on. You can find almost 50 stories that I've written about the West End and the people there at PassportWellbeing.com under the community. And it's a great project that Passport has. They put me on, and they do a lot of other great things too. And, of course, lastly, and but not leastly, the Louisville Tourism sponsors this show, and they bring you the Bourbon City Guest of the Week. They had a big week this week because they opened the convention center downtown. So, anyway, that's all the plugs I've got. But, again, I try to make those interesting because I want you to be interested in improving your life as well. This is not a self-help show. It is an interview show, and we talk about interesting people. And my first guest is Larry Wilder. He is an attorney in Southern Indiana. You are probably familiar with him because of something that happened 10 years ago when he was photographed passed out in a garbage can in his front yard. And I think it's a very interesting story about Larry, how he's bounced back from that. If you get a chance to pick up a copy of the new Extol magazine that's coming out this week, I think Larry is on the cover, and my story about it is in there. He has a great story about his love life as well, and that's something that we examine. I really enjoyed getting to talk to him and getting to know him. He's a very personable guy, and he is also well-known. You may remember he was the attorney for Katina Powell in the center of the University of Louisville controversy, and I'm sure he says he's gotten a lot of feedback from U of L fans that was negative, but Larry is also a U of L graduate, a law school graduate, and is for loyal. He wants the best for his school, of course. And so there's so much packed in to say about Larry Wilder and what he's doing, but what a great guy. He told me a little bit about John Schnatter. They've known each other since they were 10 years old, if you can believe it. And I think there's some of that in the interview. So it's a really interesting piece. I urge you to pick it up in Extol magazine and to listen to this really great interview with me and Larry Wilder.
I admit, I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up, until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at PassportHealthPlan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
And I am today with Larry Wilder on the Rusty Satellite Show. Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Now, I hate bringing up something, a bad part of your past, but you're free and willing to talk about it. What, people know you as the guy in the trash can.
Yeah.
And you've really overcome that.
Well, so
it's the 10-year anniversary.
Sure. 10 years ago, I ended up out with a group of guys, one of which unfortunately had lost his mother in a horrible crime, and I was representing the gentleman who had taken his mother's life, and we probably spent too much time in the same place out together, and he thought that he was getting a great prank on me at the end of the night because I didn't have any idea what was going on, and he got a whole lot more bang for his buck because he didn't realize that the police officers that came to investigate this potential crime included a police officer that probably I'd tormented more than I should have. And so the next thing you know, you guys in the media end up with the pictures, and I was worldwide news in the most Googled name in Switzerland for a week. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate when that happens to anybody, but you, the last 10 years have rebuilt everything and
sure.
been very successful.
Well, and you know, I was taught that you take adversity and it's either going to destroy you or it's going to make you better. And my family are Eastern Kentucky coal miners, and every day was adverse. And either you'd climb back down in the mines and tried to figure out a way to stay out of them, or you went down in the mines and you died in them. So my concept through life has been, you just make it better. You know, you climb out of the hole, and you find out what's going to be better, and then when you find what's better, you just keep going.
Yeah, and in your practice, you're a lawyer. You lost a couple of big clients over that. Resigned.
Sure.
But it seems like your law practice is going pretty well.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've represented a lot of really good people and a lot of very interesting cases, I think it's a tribute to the fact that I think people recognize I work hard, and I don't let adversity or I don't let things change courses for me or my clients, and you just put your nose down and you go.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that people admire and like about their lawyer. So yeah, I mean, I think it made me a better person, a better attorney, and it's made me a hell of a lot more money.
There you go. Well, that's for now you represented a client that could have gotten you some other negative feedback in Katina.
Sure.
Powell.
Yeah.
And so just tell me a little bit how that came about.
Well, so Ms. Powell came to be a client through another attorney and a group of individuals who I did not know, but they knew me in the Indianapolis area. Mickey Maurer's the owner of the IBJ, and a good friend of mine was one of his lawyers, and they contacted me about representing this lady who had written this book. And you know, Jim Voiles was Mike Tyson's attorney, and mm-hmm. and Tony Stewart's attorney, and Jim Irsay's attorney. So anytime Jim Voiles called and asked me to do something, I take note and believe that it's probably a good suggestion. And it turned into a very interesting couple of years. And you know, I think that the fallout of that 10 years from now will be very positive. I think it'll make the University of Louisville a better place for sports and for education. I think we learned a lot, and we, as in alumni, graduates of the University of Louisville, we learned a lot about how money was being spent. And I think we learned a lot about how quickly someone would turn a blind eye to athletic success in exchange for academic mediocrity. And I think mm-hmm. I think that the academic success and academic or athletic success can go hand in hand.
Okay. So you don't have a lasting people from the university who begrudge you or say, he represented Katina Powell, that jerk.
My father-in-law probably still doesn't enjoy the idea that that we spent lots of time together while that was going on, because he's a rabid U of L fan.
Okay.
My dad, on the other hand, who's a Kentucky fan, probably chuckle every now and then.
So it's a split family.
Yeah,
But you've had a relationship with a lot of people over at U of L over the years.
Yeah.
And but I also want to ask you another part of your life. I think this is very interesting. You are you got married a year ago.
I did.
And after a very long courtship, because you and I are the same age.
Yes. So, after 8 years of being together and probably 6 years of living together, Teresa and I got married, and we flew to Sedona, and only her daughter and husband and our granddaughter went with us, and we kind of traded off my kids for other trips, and we got married in what I consider one of the most spiritual places in the United States.
Okay.
and had a great time, and matter of fact, looking forward to going back.
Okay. Well, I guess what strikes me as at our age, 57, and you have a girlfriend for all those years, why would you suddenly decide to get married?
Well, you know, as a lawyer, there's a certain part of me that likes legal institutions. And I thought it was, and we both kind of agreed, it was time to make that a legal institution and get married. And it's been great for both of us. I mean, it changes your perspective of things, even though we'd shared the same house and been together. It does. It gives you some security and continuity.
Okay.
Well, and I'm sure your girlfriend's listening to this.
I'm going to have to ask her not to listen to this show, I think, because similar situation. But you go back a long way, and we just, you know, I want to get into one other topic. John Schnatter,
who
you went to high school with.
I did. I've known John since we were 10-year-old kids. He's a year younger than me, and John would appreciate me saying that because that would be important. But no, I practiced law in the building that was his father's. His father was a lawyer, and in fact, his father's office in the library or my office, and we've known each other all for our entire life. And John, you know, John's most recent situation is one that I think that when it's all said and done, all of the guys, and I'm not, and as you know, I'm not one of John's buddies. Okay. We spent an entire lifetime being competitive against one another in sports. So I'm not, you know, I'm not a cheerleader or an apologist for John. I'm just a guy that knows him and has known him a long time. But among his group of friends who I'm friends with as well, we all kind of have the same thought. And John's a competitive guy, and in a year or so, he's going to be doing something else because kind of like the trash can, he'll climb out and he's going to be as successful as he's always been.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he made a huge error in his choice of quoting another Clark County native, Harlan Sanders.
Right.
And that error has cost him a lot. And I think he certainly will learn from it, and he'll be a better person. And he won't turn his back on the communities, I don't think. He'll come back and be better for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's what you know about him. He's very competitive.
Oh, and, yes, absolutely.
And, what happened with that is sort of what happened, but you're going back to being an attorney over here in Indiana. You're very well known
for good and bad
reasons. But I guess your practice is going well.
People in this community. I've been here all of my life. I was born here, went to high school here, didn't go too far away to college, just went up to Hanover, went to law school at the University of Louisville. The people in the community here know you, and they know your family, and they know your work ethic, and they know your willingness to fight for what you believe in and fight for what you've been hired to fight for. Mm-hmm. And I think that this community as a whole, you know, they understand people. We've always been the stepchild of Louisville, so we accept our lot in life, and we've all kind of grown together and go on.
Well, yeah, and working hard is the solution a lot of times.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Everything that the problems, but you were talking. We were talking about. I like this quote that you provided. You said life goes on no matter what happens on a given day. The real question is what you let steer it going forward. So that's you, right?
That's the way I live. You know, I'm the guy that believes that when Tiger Woods made his mistake in his personal life, that he should have shown up on the Sunday after that happened, put a golf ball on top of a tee, pulled a driver out of his bag, turned around and said, "I'm going to let you ask me one question about something other than golf, because I am a flawed person and I have shown how flawed I am, but I'm going to play golf now."
Yeah.
And I think that in life, if you accept, and talking about John walked away from everything immediately, and that's hard to do. And I think in life, if you walk away from what has happened and then take what's happened in your life and move forward using that as a tool to be better, then it's much better than trying to pretend like it didn't happen and act like it's going to go away.
Right.
And you know, I think that accepting your responsibility is probably the most important thing that you can teach your children and learn. And then after you accept your responsibility, learning from what it was that you needed to accept responsibility for.
Right.
Yeah. Contrition's an important part of life.
And you, after your trash can incident, you told me the first thing you did was go back to work.
Absolutely. The day afterwards, you know, I put on the best suit I could find and walked into court and did my job. And that was, you know, I was raised that way, and that was the right thing to do rather than run and hide, because, you know, you can't hide. In this day and age, you can't hide from anything.
Right.
And I think that was important, and I think that's why, you know, you tee it up and you go play.
And there you go. All right. Well, you've been so kind to invite me into your home. I appreciate it. And I guess we can wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely.
I'll think about your advice.
Great. Thank you very much.
Heiser Health, your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Heiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Heiser Health, 502-882-4252.
And here we are back on the Rusty Satellite Show, the home of the most interesting people in the Bill. You can catch anything that, if you want to like listen to a past show of the Rusty Satellite Show, all 266 are available at rustysatelliteshow.com, including like if you're interested in our next guest from Crestwood and the Third Turn Brewery in 2016, I had Greg Hayton, who is the top guy, one of the four owners at Third Turn Brewery, and you could go back and listen to what he had to say back in 2016. It's a great reservoir of information, and I would love to do some sort of history project with this show, because we've had really some really great people on the show. And next week we've got a big one. I told you about a month ago U of L president Neely Bendapudi was going to be on the show. Well, she had to cancel because that was the day. The Papa John scandal broke. It was right after that. In fact, at the time that we had scheduled my interview with Neely was the same time she ended up doing a press conference announcing that the name Papa John's is coming off the stadium over there, the football stadium. So there have been a string of events since then. It was interesting talking to Larry Wilder about John. Larry called him the most competitive person he'd ever seen or known, and that's from a guy who goes back to when they were 10 years old and competing in sports. And Larry thinks John will bounce back. And now, that was before Larry, when I asked him about it, he thought he'd go do something else. But now Schnatter is fighting the company and trying to get back. Just this week, if you noticed in the news, it came out that in July, sales at Papa John's had dropped 10%, which is a pretty steep decline when you're talking about a national number. And you know, I just found it interesting that it's not bigger, quite honestly. The flack that the company has taken has been amazing. Just this week, also this week, did you see that some folks from a thing called the African American Think Tank in Louisville have called for a boycott of Papa John's? They've made a bunch of demands of the company and are calling for a boycott of the company. I would hate to own a Papa John's, say, in the West End right now. I can't imagine how sales are off down there, but they're off everywhere. I've been hearing, I don't know if you've heard it, but it seems like a lot of advertising for Papa John's with really low prices. Have you noticed that? I have. It's I think it's a real thing. Of course, I've kind of half given up pizza. I hate seeing it so cheap because I would love to buy some and get some. But I am limited now. I have been like, I'll go to like Blaze Pizza with the real thin crust pizzas and all veggies. I can do that, and it's not too bad for me. But I'm very disciplined on that whole diet thing, and it's paying off, as you know. All right, well, some other things I did this week I think are pretty interesting. If you don't know about the Bardstown Bourbon Company, you should. And if you want to hear more about it, you can listen to our Eat, Drink, Talk podcast. Carolyn McLean and I went down to Bardstown on Monday, and we were treated like kings. I tell you, they have a new restaurant down there called Bottle and Bond. And the restaurant it's a first-class place. It's not something you'd expect to see in Bardstown. It's something you might expect to see like in downtown Louisville. It is a very classy, very well-run. The servers, they have this story that they've hired like some international students to come in and learn the business. They put them up. They provide housing and an education program, and then they leave and talk about bourbon and Bardstown in their respective country. So it is a boost to tourism, and tourism is a lot of what the Bardstown Bourbon Company is all about. They have set up a first class operation. I went down there 2 years ago, and you can probably go look up if you were to Google Steve Nally on the Rusty Satellite Show site. He is the master distiller there. And they have, what they do, they have 22 customers. And these are big companies that for whom they do contract distilling. And they make the product. And all those products are available in their gift shop for sale. But I wanted to tell you about the restaurant because it was really special. They brought out every appetizer on the menu for Caroline and I to sample. Plus about, if you can believe it, they have a special drinks, an extraordinary drinks menu. And they brought in about five or six of those. And it was awesome. They had gnocchi. I think may have been my favorite of the appetizers. It was, they have an incredible fish taco that's unlike any I'd ever had before. The drinks, the general manager of the place came from DECA. They recruited him away from DECA downtown, Dan Calloway kept calling the nicest, the best restaurant in Louisville. It's certainly up there. It's certainly up there if you haven't been to DECA. So anyway, I am going to, I believe, have a Bourbon City guest of the week in the near future, perhaps David Mandel, who is the president of the operation down there, and it is something. I'd urge you to go down there and check it out. If you need an excuse to go to Bardstown, the Kentucky Bourbon Festival is coming up in a few weeks down there. So a lot to do down there, and certainly check that out on eDrinkTalk.net or on this Louisville.am network. You can hear our podcast from there. Now, I did want to tell you about a few other things I did. I tell you, usually I like, you know, I like to focus on the news in this segment, but I've done such interesting. It's been a wild, wild week or so for me. I went. You know, I had Joe Herron on last week. He is the president of Copper and Kings down in Butchertown, and it is, which is spectacular. You heard all about that, and we were talking about the bar, and so I decided to go back there. I think Saturday night and check it out. And we did. Me and Paula went down there, had a drink, beautiful view, beautiful atmosphere. It's a first class. It's amazing. Things like this are in Louisville. It's really good. Then we went down. We walked down the street to Naive Restaurant, which is right down the road, and had we're having a meal there. And Mayor Fisher walks in, believe it or not. So big shots like the mayor eat at regular places too. He was with what I presume to be an Indian religious leader. He was dressed like Dalai Lama, and they sat down and had a meal. It was pretty cool. That place is hopping as well, right down the street in Butchertown. So a lot's going on. A lot going on in this city, in places to go. I missed, because I was in Bardstown, I missed the opening of the convention center downtown. It is, I talked to some people who went, though, and it's a spectacular building. I can't wait to go inside. I'll get with my friends at Louisville Tourism and maybe get my own tour there. But looking forward to seeing it and seeing what's in store. They already have a convention that was lined up a long time ago that came in the day they opened. And there's just a lot of good things going on right here in Louisville, including if you want to get out a little bit. This is my transition to my next guest. The Bourbon City guest of the week is Jackie Gulby of Udell Gardens and Liz Ratliff of the Kentucky Artisan Distillery. And we make some jokes in the beginning about these fairies. After the interview, Jackie took me out to see this little area where they have these supposed fairies. Now, you know, I don't buy into ghosts or fairies or things you imagine very much. But anyway, it's kind of a cool thing. She says a lot of adults are getting into the whole fairy thing out at Udell. But you probably know somebody who's been married there. She said they have as many as every weekend during peak wedding time, they have weddings going on out there, and they got a nice new facility where you can have a reception. It's and it's beautiful. The grounds are beautiful. It is a internationally acclaimed botanical garden, and you know, we're getting a botanical garden downtown in the very near future. That's a project that's been going for a long time, but the Udell Gardens are on they're easy to get to off 71 in Crestwood, and there was this guy Theodore Klein, who was apparently quite an extraordinary man, who tinkered and built buildings and groomed these grounds. And after he died, a nonprofit group was formed to buy the property so they wouldn't put a bunch of houses on it. And this was just maybe 10 or 12 years ago, and Jackie's been there a few years, and it's a spectacular place to go visit. And you can go next door to the Kentucky Artisan Distillery, where they're a contract distiller for a number of brands, but primarily Jefferson's. If you're familiar with Jefferson's bourbon, that's the one that they tried aging some of the bourbon at sea in barrels at sea. They took it around, put it on a boat, and took it around a bunch of places. And now it's a product called Ocean, and it's a regular part of the Jefferson's line. Isn't that interesting? The things you learn on this show, isn't that something? All right, so that's what's coming up on the Bourbon City Guest of the Week. I will let you listen to my talk out there in Crestwood, and I'll be back to wrap up the show in a little bit.
Next up, it's the Bourbon City Guest of the Week, brought to you by the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Get a different taste.
All right, I made it all the way out here to Crestwood. I'm with Jackie Gulby and Liz Ratliff, and we were just talking about whether there is a distance snobbery in town.
Unfortunately, there is. I mean, really. You know, and I have to admit, before I started working out here, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to drive that far. but it's over in an instant. And it's easy to access. Crestwood is very easy to access from the interstate.
Very good. Well, we're here to talk Udell Botanical Gardens, but you were telling me the most interesting thing I've heard so far is that there are fairies out here.
Yes, we have a fairy forest, and it has been quite the surprise at how popular it is, and with not just children, but adults as well. We've even had adults create fairy houses and send them to us from out of state.
Wow.
We do have a fairy forest with fairy dwellings and fairy activities, very fairy fun. it's pretty interesting.
Well, people should know what a fairy is, but fairies are like imaginary creatures for children primarily, but also
adults.
Bigger kids.
Yeah, bigger kids. I like that's a good way to put it, precisely. Yep.
All right, Jackie. Well, you've been out here at Udell a few years now, since 2010. Tell me, the most fun thing I've heard you talk about is it's a big night on Thursday nights out here, right?
Yeah, during the summer, June, July, and August, we have a different activity every Thursday. The first Thursday is Furry Fun Night, so it's dog friendly.
Dogs.
We have activities for the
dogs. Goes back to for those Louisvillians that remember, you were like the dog lady for a long time.
Yeah, for over 20 years. So near and dear to my heart, our furry friends are welcome on the first Thursday. And the second Thursday, we have it's what we call our second summer saunter, the second Thursday, and we have plant walks that focus on things that are really thriving that particular time of year.
Okay.
Then the third Thursday is our music nights. So each third Thursday of the month, we have a different band, and we have food, we have food, and we have beer from our neighbors at
Third
Turn.
That's the one I'm coming.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And then the final Thursday, the fourth Thursday, is Fairy Fun Night.
Okay.
So we have lots of different activities that focus on fairies.
You might not see me out here on that one, but the one with the beer. Now you got new neighbors up the road, Third Turn.
Mm-hmm.
I know them well because I used to live in J-Town, it's quite an operation. How do you get along with the new neighbors?
We get along great. I mean, we're really fortunate now that we have Third Turn and we have, of course, Kentucky Artisan Distillery next door. We have a little kind of synergy going here. It's a little corridor of attractions that pretty much are something for everybody.
Okay.
So it's been going really great.
Wow. Well, it's very cool. And I am curious one more thing about Udell. I know that they're, when I see the word botanical gardens, I think of what's going on down in Louisville near the river.
Mm-hmm.
And will that be a similar thing to what is here? Or I know you can't speak for them, but I guess Udell is the only botanical gardens around right now.
You are correct in that. We are the only game in town right now. And our friends down at the waterfront, we're looking forward to what they'll have going on. And we'll develop some more synergy for this area to attract people who are interested in horticulture. We've been around for a while, so we have some old world charm out here.
Yeah,
they'll have a little bit of a different vibe going, but yeah, it's going to be a good thing.
Okay, and the gardens themselves, like I was walking out, I couldn't help but notice those great
jalapeno, looked like jalapeno peppers right outside the door here. You grow, how do you decide what to grow out here? I mean,
Well, our horticulture staff, they all have a wide variety of interests. So every year it's something different. We always have something edible going on, but primarily our focus is display gardens. So we have different display gardens that feature, we have an alpine garden. We have a huge hosta collection. We have a huge hellebore collection. We have a new peony installation. So we have a lot of variety out here,
okay.
Different plants. There's something for everybody.
And other than the special events you talked about, if I just got in my car and said, I want to go see what that's about out there at UDEL, is there like an admission charge, anything like that? You
there,
just kind of walk
is,
around?
There is. It's free for members and military with an ID, but there is an admission fee. It's $9 for adults,
okay.
$5 for children, 6 and up, 6 to 18, and then children under 5 are free.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or children under 6. I got to get that straight. Children under 6.
You got to check the IDs on those. There's a lot of 6-year-olds trying to sneak in.
I know. We just changed that, so I got to get my brain wrapped around.
Let me see your ID, kid.
Right, yeah. You kept those crayons on you? Okay, you're good.
Well, that's funny. Well, that's great. So, and right next door, let's turn to Liz Ratliff here, who is... what is your position over there, I guess, at Kentucky Artisan Distillery?
Tour and retail manager.
Okay.
The visitor center, basically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know it's only been around a couple of years in terms of being open for public tours, but mm-hmm. I was over there this morning, and there were people already in there looking around in the gift shop.
Yeah.
Tell me what you do over there. You all distill... bourbon, right?
We do. We distill bourbon primarily. It's a contract distillery, and we do work for several different brands, but 90% of our business is Jefferson's Reserve Bourbon, which quite a few people are familiar with, but we do distilling and bottling and aging and all of the above.
Okay. Okay. And so people that go, that come out here and want to do the tour, they mm-hmm. It's just like all the big distilleries, right? You see how they make the mash and up the thing and all
absolutely.
That.
People kind of walk in sometimes and they're like, do you distill here? It says distillery on the front, so yes, we do. But it looks small from the front, because it is a smaller distillery and people are kind of used to the big sprawling campuses. So we're mm-hmm. really all in one building plus our warehouses right down the road.
Okay. How many... tourists you get a year? I mean, I guess it's a moving number.
Yeah, it definitely is. Last year we got around 9,000, and that's really just, 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday. So
Yeah. And the tour, what's it cost to?
It's $10 for adults. Okay. If you're under 21, it's free. And military is half price.
Okay, and you can, I guess, buy the product right there in the
in the gift shop. Yes, we have bottles for sale and a lot of merchandise and fun T-shirts and things like that.
And a lot of it's, I know Jefferson's, we were talking about the story about Jefferson's, and I guess mm-hmm. you don't make that here, but there's this story about the founder had an idea to age bourbon at sea.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our Jefferson's Ocean. So a lot of people come in and they're like, this is the one on the boat?
And that's what I did.
Yeah, exactly. but yes, it is. So Trey Zoller, the brand's founder, is good friends with Chris Fisher, who is the mayor's brother. And Chris has a show on Discovery Channel called Sharkman. And they came up with this idea to put barrels on Chris's research vessel a couple years ago and send it around the world. And it turned out really good. Mm-hmm. So that Trey kind of ran with it. And that's, we take bourbon and age it on boats.
Wow. Wow. Have you tried it?
It is delicious. Uh-huh. Trey calls it the salted caramel popcorn bourbon. It's a little
really?
Sweet. Some people taste the salt. And we
not
we
fishy.
Not fishy, yeah. we started tasting that on pretty much every tour because people ask about it so much. So we decided to put it on our tasting. Yeah.
Wow. And so just curious about that mm-hmm. that product. Does it cost more because it's
a little
so
pricier. It's around $80-$90, so it's not crazy expensive, but it's not cheap to send it around the world, so it's got a little extra TLC given to it.
Got a nice story behind it as
and it's got a story. That's the thing, people are like, oh, it's a story of the sharks, mm-hmm. but you taste it and there is something different to the product. So
okay
I promise.
So the so the distillery is it's up and operating every day. They've got mm-hmm. a bottling section in there. I mm-hmm. saw you showed me all that great stuff.
Yeah.
And it's only been around how long?
They started in 2012. Okay. Yeah, and then Jefferson's partnered with them about 5 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Very good. Well, yeah. It's all exciting here in Crestwood. Jackie, I guess working out here, what are the charms of Crestwood?
It definitely has a small town feel. It's dead different than Louisville. I honestly, growing up, you know, in Louisville, coming out to a small town, everybody knows everybody on a smaller scale. So I feel like I'm the outsider, but but everybody's super friendly and supportive. Crestwood's a nice little town.
Yeah. Well, what else they got in terms of restaurants? I guess eat out here, but
oh yeah. No, we have Red Pepper Deli, which is really popular. We have a Mexican restaurant. We have a Thai restaurant. We have sushi. We pretty much great pizza for Shelley's down the road. Mm-hmm. We pretty much have everything you could want. Okay. Just one of each, not 10 of each.
That's exactly right. Well, I'm going to suggest that you two, you know, since you live close to each other and you work close to each other, I'm going to put you together. I'm going to suggest a carpool.
Good idea.
That's not a bad idea.
But you guys, and I guess after, what's the, do people come out like with third turn? Is that bringing traffic?
It has, yeah. Third turn, and there's definitely some a lot more activity. It's crazy how many people have come because of the three now. Because it's not just one. There's not just one thing to do. If they're gonna come out here, oh, we can do this, then that. Go to the garden, the distillery, and then end up at third turn, have a beer, and grab something to eat. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been really really a good thing. We're very excited about the
it's
activity.
A very exciting time, yeah.
Well, very good. Well, very good. Well, you all are great, and I actually enjoyed coming out here to Crestwood, and I'm going to read up on you, Del, and learn about that. And so that's what it's about. You're the Bourbon City Guest of the Week this week on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Well, glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Here's how to find us. We have a Twitter page, a Twitter handle of Rusty Satellite. We have LouisvilleKY.com, the Pulse of the City, where you can find all kinds of news about what's going on in town, and RustySatelliteShow.com and eDrinkTalk.net. All those things. I'm a busy guy, you know. I've done all that, and I've been doing some freelance writing. I again urge you to pick up the Extol magazine that's coming out this week with a story about Larry Wilder that I've written, and certainly I want to tell you a few things. I really don't plan very well on this show. I'll be honest with you. I don't plan my guests out very far in advance. I want to be spontaneous, but also it's just tough to do. It's tough for me to do. But with the help of Louisville Tourism, I've been planning out some of my future shows. You can look forward in coming weeks to hearing about Angel's Envy. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to go out to Jep the Creed out in Shelbyville and talk to the fine folks out there. And certainly I'm going to go back to Bardstown and talk about the Bardstown Bourbon Company in the next few weeks on the Rusty Satellite Show. Also, of course, don't forget next week we have U of L President Neely Bendapudi, if no crisis comes up between now and Thursday. And I've also got this very interesting guy I met the other day. His name's Richard Sullivan, the artist down in Portland, former minor league baseball pitcher who has carved out a career as an artist, and his work hangs in the stadium down there in Atlanta. He played in the Braves organization, and last week the Bats hosted a thing called the Bluegrass World Series, and Richard was involved in that. He got to suit up and be involved in what was going on at the ballpark, Slugger Field. The season's about over. I'm going to try to get out to a game before the season ends. I hate it. I think this is the first year I haven't been to a game this late in the season. So another great option for things to do. I want to take a moment, thank my sponsors, again, Heiser Health and the Eye Care Institute, both of whom have made a great life-changing things for me. I can't recommend more strongly that you go out there and see those people. Also, my friends at Passport Health Plan, that Richard Sullivan article is going to be on the PassportWellbeing.com website. And you might want to check that out when it comes out. And also our friends at Louisville Tourism, who bring you the Bourbon City Guest of the Week each and every week. So that's what the show's all about. Really appreciate you tuning in and listening. I'd love to get some feedback from you. The best way, probably, if you don't already know me, is to get in touch with me on Facebook under Rick Redding. There is a Rusty Satellite Show Facebook page as well. And I'd love to get your suggestions on who you think I might, who you think is interesting enough that would like to tell their story right here on the show. Not running low on people by any means, because this city is so full of interesting folks. This is show 266. That means I've had more than 500 guests on the show. Pretty cool. Pretty amazing. All right. So anyway, thank you again for tuning in. This is Rick Redding signing off for the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.